city, now it's roy to plant the kerem there, to plant vineyards there. So even though it's a klola for shemrin, but I call upon the neighbors now have hanor, gavaltik, I have a kerem next to us. It's a bud hanor for the neighbors. Shrashi v'yehenu shcheneo v'shvachu lo, shenis keres l'toiva, damaskirit l'toiva. This is a shvach v'shemreo that the shcheneim got something good out of it. Vaiti v'yom yom 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 Hashem is different than boss of Adam. Midas boss of Adam here on this world. Mischayev Adam Arigla Malchus. If the Melech gives you a punishment to be killed, a death punishment, is Matilun Loi Chokol L'Techpiv. What do we have to do to this person? We have to stuff his mouth up. Shrashi Chokim means eight. You have to put a nice big piece of wood inside his mouth. Shepaseach Piv Shlo Yochla Daba. This person can't scream back at you. Kadei Shlo Yikalkul Es HaMelech. When a guy gets a death punishment, what he does is he's cursing out the person that gave it to him. That's what the people do here. Ma'ashenkem by Kodesh Baruch Hu, midas Kodesh Baruch Hu, odem is chayev hariga. When the lamokim, if the Eibishter gives you a chayev misa, is shaysik. But the b'shas ma'is you makabel upon yourself. You're shaysik. You keep quiet. Shenem the pasuk says lecha domiya sila. By being quiet, sila is called the shvach to the Eibishter. Shash lecha domiya hakol shayskim kinegdicha. Everybody keeps quiet. Can I get a Kodesh Baruch Hu? For lo yoid, not only this, ela shemeshabeach. But shas they get the misa, they give back shvach, they praise a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shenem atila, it says lechodumiya, keep quiet, and tila it's called the shvach of the Eibishter. For lo yoid, ela shedoy malay kilu makiv korban, like you makabel upon yourself the yisurim. So it's a kapara for you. It's mamash as if you bought a korban now. His the misa bayid is called a kapara for the person, and you makabla upon yourself the yisurim. You have a korban from it. You have a kapara. Shenema olochol yishulam neder. You should be paid back your neder like a korban. Hi, no, do yam Rabbi Shua ben Levi. My dechsev. What does the pasuk say? Oivrei bi'emek habochi. He goes through the emek in bocha. My ayin shisu. There'll be a well water there. Gam brochos yate. Gam brochos. That there'll be a lot of rainwater coming down. What does that mean? These are people that did chatoin. Is Amik, what does the Eibishter do? Shemamikim land Gehenim. He puts them down into Gehenim. Habocha, what does Habocha mean? Sheboichin, that they cry there in Gehenim. Umaridim demois, the Kemayin. They make the tears come out, Kemayin like a well, Shel Shisin. Just like in the base of Migdish, by the corners of the Mizbeach. Well, they used to pour the mayim and the yayin. There were shisim, two holes that the water went down. The yayin went down. That's how much tears come out of them like the shisim. Right, the gam brochas yate meira. Then there'll be a brocha. There'll be a lot of rainwater. That means shematzdika malei mesadin. After a person did a chet, gets his oynish, he's matzik kodesh baruch hu. He understands why Hashem did it. The yomim and the people say lefonav ribonish loylam. The Eibishter yofa dant. It's very good. You gave me this din. Yofa zachisa, it's good he was mizakami if he gets his chus. Yofa chayavto, if I'm a choyiv, it's good he gave me the chiv. Yofa tikanta gehenim l'rishoyim, it's good that you made gehenim for rishoyim. We get our oynish then, we get our kapara then, and then we'll come out clean. Ganeidum tzadikim, it's good you made gehenim for tzadikim. You see, even the rishoyim, like the matik all of us are din. After they get the din, the makabal from the Eibishter, they're makabal at the yava. For the Gemara, it's not that way. Rami Rav Shimon ben Lakish, rishoyim. A real Russia, even when you're about to put him into Gehenim, still he's not doing tshuva. Still he's Zayim Ebrishosai. Shenem the Pasuk says, Vayetzu, they went out for all, but Pigri Hanoshim, HaPoshim Bi. They saw the dead people that HaPoshim Bi. With Ashin, Sheposhu Loinemer, doesn't say that they did Chatoyim, Ela HaPoshim. Mashma Sheposhim Volchim, Lielim. That to say that they're still doing rishis, they're still doing bid, even by the Fislash Gehenim. You're telling me by Gehenim the Matzik all of a sudden they do tshuva, they mekablit, and Eretz Mashma the Poshim keep on doing their rishis. Eretz is lekashem. How the Poshim Yisrael? If it's the Yid that did a chet, when he gets Gehenim, he has charoti, does tshuva. How the Poshim Yadikhoven? When the goyim, they're such big rishoyim, them even when they go into Gehenim, still they're doing rishis. They're still oimid rishosay. So the Morochin Nami Mistab, was always Mistab Rosal. The Yim came, if not for this, Kasha the Reshlokish had a Reshlokish. I have a steer on Reshlokish and Reshlokish. The Yom Reshlokish, Reshlokish says, Poisha Yisrael, even Yisrael, Nadu Chatoi Mishino, Ein Or Gehenim Shalethis Behem. The Or Gehenim doesn't hurt them, doesn't burn them, doesn't hurt them. Why? Kal Vachoyim Mimizbeach HaZov. I have a Kal Vachoyim from the Mizbeach of Zov that's made out of gold that was inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ma Mizbeach HaZov. Shein olav elakuviyot dinazov. How thick was the gold on the mizbeach? Mamish only a dinner. Very thick, very thin. Vines vegan omad. Kamishonim. How many terrorists, how many carbonos they brought on it, still didn't get ruined from the fire. Vuloi sholta boy or. The or didn't ruin that zov that was on the Mizbeach. Oy bazoi, poisha Yisrael. Avi you're a yid, even though you did chatoyim, but I call upon him shemaleim mitzvahs kerimon. I call upon him you're a yid, it's mistavah throughout your lifetime, you did a lot of mitzvahs. You're filled with mitzvahs like a pomegranate. Even though you're a poshaya, you did some chatoyim, but I call upon him you zich have a lot of mitzvahs. Shenema the posuk says, kefela chorim and rakosech, that your head is like a rim, like a pomegranate. The yomer eslokish, al tikri rakosecho, doesn't mean your skull, ela rekosecho, even the empty people. That means shafilu rekonim shaboch, even the empty people in Klai Yisrael, malaya mitzvahs kerimon, still they're full of mitzvahs. Throughout your lifetime, it's mistavi, you still did a lot of mitzvahs. So bezoy alakas kama vakama, that they won't be burned up from the gehenim. His madach, the mizbeach azov, that has an inyan, that you bring karbonos on it. So the fire wasn't shirlet on the zov, a yid that does mitzvahs, that's the biggest chus. So about every yid has a chus, he did mitzvahs, the mitzvahs that he did will help him, that the orosh ha-gehenim won't burn him up. For the Gemara Ayat Estiro, Eloho Dixiv, the Pasuk says, Oivrei b'yeme kabocho, we say they, when they, the people have to go to Gehenim, they'll cry, and they have to go deep into Gehenim. So you see, forget, they're crying there, they are getting burnt up in Gehenim. And the Gemara Hu, the Mechayev, he shos of Gehenim. That means, B'shach, the Abishah gives you a psak din. You're mechuyev to go into Gehenim, then you start crying. Or when you're about to go into Gehenim, V'yosei Avram Avinu comes to everybody, or Mesalik Lein, he takes you out of Gehenim. And the Abishah is about to throw you in, it's crazy that he does throw you in, doesn't throw you in, but right away Avram Avinu comes and takes you out. Or Mekabalu, and he's Mekabalu. As Abiyah did mitzvahs, Avram Avinu was Mekabalu. Or Abiyah have a bris milo. Bar achutz from somebody, bar me Yisrael, a yid, shabuah abas oivikachovim, a yid that had znus with a shiksa. That's the only one, the moshchor losa, that then his orla got moshach, so v'loy mevashkulei, the sonah should be v'loy nikir habris, is not nikir anymore, the bris miller anymore, then Avram doesn't save you. But providing you don't have that chet, you still have a bris miller, Avram Avinu takes you out of Gehenim. So man, let's know spirit, that's what we're answering. Even though there is a matzah of you crying for Gehenim, but I call upon the aura of Gehenim is not shirlet on you, that Avram Avinu comes and takes us out of Gehenim. Mask of Lord of Kana. And the pshat is that this is by Yid, since the Yid has mitzvahs, so they, when they get their oynish, they do tshuva right away, by saying Avram Avinu saves you. Mask of Lord of Kana. Hashu the Yamrit. Ha poishim. You're telling me ha poishim means. The Parsha B'Yazli means the goyim, when they do rishis. They can say to do rishis la'olam voed, elamayate b'zoy, the posuk says, the chsiv, ha'moitzi, Hashem takes us out, the amale brings us up. Does it mean the masik he takes us up, or the masik he takes us out? Who? Does it mean he's still doing it? Elo diyasek v'yasek, like Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Does it mean he's still taking us out now? It means he took us out once. Hezachor hochanami d'poshihu. Here also it just means they did chatoyim. Lav da'afka, they're still doing chatoyim. Because he dings the Chan Meshlokish. He doesn't like the Pshah and the Posik. The Poshi B means they can say they're doing Chatoyim. He holds no. Even the Rishoyim of Goyim, even the Goyish Rishoyim, when they go to Gehenim, they also do Tshuva. They also stop doing their Rishis. V'yom Rabbi Yimiya Bar Eloza, Shloi Shop Sochim Yesh to Gehenim. Gehenim has three different doors to it on this world. It's brought down, there's a Gehenim on this world, and there's a Gehenim in Shemayim. So the Gehenim for this world, deep underneath, there are three psachim though on the ground to get into Gehenim. Echad the Midbar, one's in the Midbar. The Echad Bayam, one's in the Yam, there's a Pesach there. The Echad B'Yerushalayim. And Shalayim also has a Pesach to Gehenim. The Midbar, the Echseh, Vayardo, Haim, V'chol Asher Lehem, Chaim Shoyla. He's by Kairach. Says they all went down Chaim Shoyla. That was the Pesach to Gehenim. The Yam, the Echseh, by Yoin, it says, Mibet and Shoyl, Shavosi, Shemati Koyli. The Abish to heard my curl with Shoyl, here means Gehenim. So he was like, be mispalo from the Pesach of Gehenim, and Hashem heard him. For Yushalayim the Siv, Numa Hashem Asher Or, Loi Betzion. V'tana Loi B'Yushalayim. So the Tana means, what's the Tana mean? It means the Tana of Gehenim. That there's a Pesach of Gehenim in Yushalayim. V'tana the Rabbi Yishmael. Asher Or, Loi Betzion, Zu Gehenim. That means Gehenim. That the Pesach Shor Gehenim is in Yerushalayim. For the Marv Asu Leka, there's only three Pesachim and not more.
By the Omer Reb Merian, Omer Reb Yeshua ben Levi, V'yamr lo, some say, Tona Rabba Bar Merian, V'dveri Reb Yechanan ben Zakai, Shtei Tamarois Yesh Begai Ben Hinnom. There are two palm trees in the valley of Ben Hinnom. The Oyla Oshem Ibnayu, and there are smoke coming out between them. The Zui Sheshaninu, on this place, we learned, Tinei Har HaBarzel, that's the palm trees here, Ksheris, that the palm trees here, their lulavs are kosher lulavs for a lulav. The Zui Pischa Shagahenim, this is also called the Pesach Shagahenim. So you see there are more than three. And the Gemara named Dilma Hainul Yerushalayim. Maybe this is the same Pesach that there was in Yerushalayim. Omer Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Zayin Shemus Yesh Gehenim. Gehenim, there are seven names. Veluhein, Sheol, Viavadon, Ber Shachas, Ubor Shoin, Vititayon, Vitzalmoves, Vieret HaTachtis. Sheol, what's the right from Sheol? The still the pot says, Mibetin Sheol Shivati, Shemati Keli. Avadon, Dirsiv, Hayisupa, Bakeber Chazdecho, Amunoscho, Bo Avadon. Ber Shachas, Dirsiv, Kiloisazev, Nashi, Lishoil, Loisitin Chazidecho, Liros Shachas. Ubor Shon, Vititayon, Dirsiv, the Possig says, Vialeni, Mibor Shon, Mititayon. Vitzalmovis, how do we know that's the shame for Gehenim? Dirsiv, the Possig says, Yosh, Vechoshech, Vitzalmovis, Vieretz HaTachtis, Gemaru, that's the Gemaru. Yeah, fract the Gemara v'su lekev, there are no more names to Gehenim. V'ika Gehenim, we call it Gehenim itself. And the Gemara, this just means gay, a valley, shamuk, it's very low. Sha'akel yorid lo, everybody goes there, aliske chinam, or aliske chinam, for doing nothing. As we're doing chatoyim, you go to Gehenim. Fract the Gemara v'ika tefateh, like it talks you into it, listen to Yetzirah. Te'chsiv ki oruch mei esmoel tofteh. And the Gemara, who, it just means, whoever listens to the Yetzirah, Yipol Shom, he'll fall there into Gehenim. So the Gemara Gan Eden. Where is Gan Eden? Omer Resh Lakish im b'Yeretz Yisrael. If the Pesach is in Eretz Yisrael, hu b'Shon Pischoi. That's where the Pesach is in b'Shon. V'im b'Yarvio. If the Pesach is in Arvio, then b'Z Gerim Pischoi. That's where the Pesach to Gan Eden is. V'im b'Nan Horus. If it's in between the rivers, hu d'Muskanin Pischoi. That's its Pesach. So tomorrow now, in Bovel, Abaya Mishtabeach Beperi Demaver Yemini. He spoke very good about these fruits that come from Aver Yemini. Rava Mishtabeach Beperi De Harfana. Rava spoke good about the pears that came from this city, Harfana. Here, the few tests on Merala from the bottom. Ubinehem Kamole Shtei Rivkois. How much space can between the two diyumdim? So a meyer shiter is a mole two pairs of cows. So the Mora says it should be tied. The Mishnah says it should be tied up and not untied. Hey, the cow together, according to a meyer, it's a set of three cows. There's two sets of three cows, and the Mishnah says they should be tied up and not untied. For the Mora pshita, kivun the tani ledik shura, they should be tied up. That means the three cows should be close together. Heve ananya dinad loy heavy mutaris. Pshita, they can't be untied. So why does the Mishnah have to say they should be tied and not untied? Mal the tamer kshurois kain kshuris. I was thinking when the Mishnah says they should be tied up, it means they should be close together as if they were tied up. Avo mamish loy, but not that they really mamish have to be tied up together. Kamash mulan vloy mutaris. No, they can't be untied. We mean badafka, the three poris have to be tied together. So there are two pairs, three and three. Those three have to be tied together. Now, the two pairs themselves is achas nechneches, yachas yoitzes. One goes in, one goes out. That means a little bit seiches, a little bit spread out, baravches. This is like a chumra. Or this is a kula, that even though it's wider, that they get in nice and easy, still it's mutter. That's how far away the two diyumdim could be. The maratono. Rivka nechneses, rivka yoitzes. It means to say that one pair goes in and one pair goes out. That's a little bit spread out, like a little bit more space, this means. This punk, yeah, like a picture 3 we had, on picture 40. That the two pairs of cows, one pair go in and one pair go out. In other words, a little bit baravchit, a little bit more space. Or this picture is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's 13 and a third. There are four pairs. But according to Rabbi Meir, there are two pairs of only three pairs. Right. So the Maratona Rabbonin, Kama Roisha Verubo Shapura, we say the smallest amount, how close could the Diyumdim be near the bor? There has to be enough that Roisha Verubo of the Pura could be inside it. How much is called Roisha Verubo of the Pura? Shtei Amos. At least 2 Amos. In other words, away from the bor, the Diyumdim have to at least be 2 Amos away from the bor. The Kama Uvya Shapura, how thick is the Pora. Like we're saying, according to Rav Meir, there are two sets of three Poras. So that's the width of three of six Poras. How wide of each Pora? So at the Braisa, Amo Ushnei Shlishi Amo. One Amo and two thirds. So if you times that by six,